Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's the Burt Show.
So Tracy and Scott here, producer Tracy and Scott here, have struggled with some decisions going on with, how old is Ella now?
She'll be 8 months in a couple days.
8 months. Do we bring her in the room with us at night? Does she have her own room outside? Do we keep her in a bed with us? Do we keep her on the side of the bed and something else? And the last time I think we checked in with you, was she in her own room?
She was in her own room, but she wasn't sleeping very well in her own room. So it was just a constant struggle back and forth. You know, I was up all night. Scott was up all night. And because she wasn't sleeping well in her own room, we kind of compromised. And she was sleeping in the living room, like in a baby seat with Scott, because she seemed to sleep well there. But I still struggled with the fact that I wanted her close to me. So I was considering co-sleeping, which, if you don't know, because if you're not a parent, co-sleeping is actually sharing your bed with your child. And then at some point, once they get older, you know, you move them into their own room or their own crib. So like I said last time, I felt like that was right for our family. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, I don't think it's right for every family. I don't think that you're a bad parent if you don't do it, because obviously that was not my first choice. My first choice was to have her in her own crib, but that wasn't working for us. So I was considering letting her sleep in my bed. The only reason I hadn't done it is for safety reasons. You know, I knew that there was the chance that you could roll over on her, you know. There's, you know, she could fall off the bed. Like, there's just so many different reasons why I was a little nervous, too. So, you know, I put it off and put it off, and nothing was getting any better. So we finally made the decision to move the crib back into our room. And now the crib is in our room, pushed right up next to me.
How's that been working out so far?
Awesome.
Yeah, in what
really?
Way?
She's still waking up sometimes through the night, not as often. But she just seems to sleep so much better, and so do I. Like, I don't know if there was something instinctually in me that was telling me you need to be close to your baby. I mean, you guys know, like, I don't like being away from her. So the fact that she was all the way, you know, in another room by herself, like, just made me really uncomfortable. So just the fact that I know she's right there, and she just kind of, like, wiggles herself, like, right up to the side of the bed, like, as close as possible to me. And I just do it, too. Like, we both wake up in the middle of the night, and we're both right there.
Is it going to be weird do you think, on prom night when she comes home with her date and she's got a bed set up right next to you also? Because she's not capable of sleeping in her own room.
I think her prom day would be like, all right.
All right.
Mom and daughter. That's right.
There we go.
That would be my biggest concern right there, is that you're not allowing her to sort of fight through her own fears, even as a little baby, and handle things herself. You're so coddling with her.
I know, and I can't bring myself to, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people say it's self-soothing, and maybe I need to let her do that, but to me, it's just, I don't know, I can't do it, and something in me feels like it's not the right thing to do for her. I'm not saying it's not the right thing to do for every other baby, but I just can't bring myself to do it, and it makes me feel better to have her there. It makes her feel better to have her there. She's waking up in the middle of the night, so I don't have to get out of bed. Like, she's right there. You know, I can feed her. I can do whatever I need to do without having to get out of bed in the middle of the night.
Hey, Krista, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, love you guys.
Thank you.
Tracy, you're my baby buddy, but honey, you have to become a confident mom. Ella is coming into your world. You're not coming into her world. There is a book called Baby Wise by Dr. Izzo. It was so informative for me and my husband. Both of us read it when we were having two babies. And to this day, you have to get them on a great routine. It feels good that, you know, she's there with you, but it will feel even better knowing that she's self-soothing, that she can sleep through the night and not have to be so calmly, because really, if you don't start it now, when she gets to be two, oh, there's going to be hell on loose.
We use that Baby Wise book also with both of our kids, and it works really, really great. There are some parents that just absolutely have tried to use that book, and they can't get their child on that routine, but it worked wonderfully for us.
And I've read Baby Wise because Stacy gave it to me. Mm-hmm. So I've read, I mean, I've read every single book, and I agree. Like, there's... It works great for some parents. I wanted to do it. It's just not working for us. And after I talked about this the last time, you know, yes, I got emails from people saying that I was doing the wrong thing, but I got hundreds of emails from people saying, you have to do what is right for your baby. I did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I did it against, you know, I went against what everybody else was telling me. I did it, and it worked great for our family.
So is there a cutoff age where she's going to go back into her own room, or are you just going to keep her there until she's like 2 or 3 years old?
15, 16, you think?
No, I mean, I don't want to keep her in there forever, but I mean, I don't know what the cutoff age is. Maybe it's only going to be a couple months. Maybe mm-hmm. it's going to be, you know, once she does start sleeping through the night. And then let me also say, I don't think she's sleeping through the night because she's not eating well during the day. So she is waking up in the middle of the night, and she's eating quite a bit. So I think that has a lot to do with it also. Once she's eating better, maybe she'll sleep through the night, and maybe at that point I can put her in her own room.
Here is Donna. Good morning. You are on Q100.
Hi, Bert. My name's Donna, and I just want to tell Tracy that I think she's making a big mistake by keeping the baby in her room. I did that, and it destroyed my marriage, and it took my daughter till she was about 11 to get her out of my room.
Wow.
So...
You say it destroyed your marriage in what way?
It separate. You know, you don't have that bond together. Your husband in your bed together. You have your baby between you and her child between you your whole life. And, you know, I just don't think that's a good decision. And I really want her to think about that.
I would agree. I mean, I would agree with you in the sense that I've gotten so many emails from women also saying that my husband's not happy with it, but it was the best thing for me and the baby. Scott likes it. He was the one that was encouraging me to do it the entire time. He was telling me, if your gut's telling you that she needs to be in the room with, you know, with you or with us, then that's what you should do. And he's happy with it also. I mean, she's not in the bed with us. She's not taking up his space. She's in a crib right next to me. And, you know, I mean, before he was sleeping in the living room with her. So how is that helping our marriage?
Right. Does she take her naps and stuff in there also?
Uh-huh. Well, because that's her crib is in there. So
When are you and Scott, where do you guys get your alone time?
I mean, it's one house and there's
a lot
only,
of different rooms and stuff.
There's
in there.
Other rooms.
Okay. Tammy, good morning.
Too much information.
It was a question I asked and didn't really want to know the answer to as it was coming out of my mouth.
You were like, why did I just say that?
Hey, do it in the kitchen.
Oh my gosh, we're on the radio. I can't ask that.
Too much information.
Hey, Tammy, what's going on?
Nothing much. Good morning. Okay, I want to say people are going to have so many opinions. I kept my kids in my bed with me, in the crib and the bassinet with me. And my four-year-old is fiercely independent. My six-year-old, I mean, she's like, I mean, once in a while, yeah, she'll come back if she's had a bad night. She knows that she can come, you know, sleep with me, but she's in her room. I think it's what feels right for you, number one. And number two, it's not about, you know, children do want to know when they're that little that their mommy's there. It's a very scary thing. To try to wean your child and make them independent at 8 months is unrealistic.
And that's my opinion, too. And everybody keeps, the people that are against it are saying, like, oh, you know, she's going to be so clingy and she's not going to be able to take care of herself and she's always going to need you. But the funny thing is all the emails that I'm getting from people doing this are saying their child is so much more independent than other children because they know that their needs are going to be met. They know that mommy's always going to be there. At 8 months old, I don't feel like she should learn that she needs to take care of herself.
See, for me, it would be more of a symptom. Like if you're coddling her that much at nighttime when she's fussy, my guess is that you're pretty consistent in your parenting, that anytime she gets a little fussy with any little thing, you're not allowing her to try to take care of herself first. And you and Scott are right there for her saying, we're going to take care of it for you.
Yeah, and maybe you're right. I mean, I'm certainly trying to make sure that, you know, when she struggles with crawling, I'm not like, oh, here, let me help you. You know, like I know she needs to do stuff on her own. I know she needs to struggle. But if she's looking for mommy and she wants her mommy or she wants her daddy, like I don't feel like at 8 months old, I should tell her, no, you can't have me.
I'm still looking for my mommy and daddy, too.
Oh, sad.
Here, let me call her.
I'm so sad.
Come here.
there, Bert.
Now that I think about it.
Do you want to sleep in our room, too?
Come on, honey.
Put your crib up next to Mom. And my family also.
Sad.
You know, I told Tracy this off the air that, you know what, the truth is, as a parent, you got to follow your own instincts. Because if you don't, and your child ends up a certain way in the long run, you are going to kick yourself in the arse.
Yeah, 20 years from now. Damn you, Bert!
Bird Show. Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Some days you want a little extra oomph to your usual look. Whether that's lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara or awakening your eyes with a lasting lift and soft color with the Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to when you want to amplify your everyday look. Whether you want a simple, just got to get out of the door routine or full glam, you'll always look and feel like the best version of yourself with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.